Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. All right, hello, beautiful selfish babe. It is your girl, Anike Osbowale, and today we are doing affirmations you can say to help you move through the feelings of jealousy. Now, in episode 107 of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast, I gave you how to move through feelings of jealousy, and now we're doing the affirmation. So if you have not listened to that episode, go start listening to it now. So at the end of this episode, I'm going to talk about why I chose these affirmations, but let's start. I am safe. Nothing has been taken from me. I am safe. Nothing has been taken from me. I am safe. Nothing has been taken from me. It'll be really good to hold your hand over your heart as you say these. Just because I feel like when it comes to jealousy, you feel unsafe, you feel hot, you feel bothered, you feel like somebody took something from you. And so I just want you to put your hand over your heart just so that you and your body can know that, hey, you're safe. Let's go to the next one. It is okay to be one of the greats. It is okay to be one of the greats. It is okay to be one of the greats. Being one of the many greats is an honor. Being one of the many greats is an honor. Being one of the many greats is an honor. I love being around winners. I love being around winners. I love being around winners. I'm open to being around other powerful women. I am open to being around other powerful women. I am open to being around other powerful women. I am open to being around other powerful people. I am open to being around other powerful people. I am open to being around other powerful people. It feels so good to know that it's possible to attain that too. Thank you for being an example. It feels so good to know that it's possible to attain that too. Thank you for being an example. It feels so good to know that it's possible to attain that too. Thank you for being an example. My journey is my own. Their journey is their own. My journey is my own. Their journey is their own. My journey is my own. Their journey is their own. So in terms of why I chose those affirmations, like I talked about in my podcast, usually when feelings of jealousy come up, you feel like you're in lack. You feel like somebody took something from you. And you feel like you're possibly in competition with somebody else. And so I wanted us to reframe that we are not in lack, that we are not in competition with anybody else, and that it's okay to be one of the many greats. So for example, the first affirmation, I am safe, nothing has been taken from me. I wanted you to feel safe in your body. I wanted you to pray and say powerful affirmations to feel safe in your body and to let your body and yourself know that nothing has been taken from you, okay? So saying that affirmation, reminding yourself that nothing has been taken from you, allows you to kind of come down off the jealousy high and come back to self. It is okay to be one of the greats. For me, that affirmation, oh, when I heard this, I was so happy. Not heard this specific affirmation, but when I heard this statement, it made me come back to, it is okay to be one of the many great people in this world. We do not just have to be the only one at the number one. And so what I learned recently was like being number one, you know, may not always be the best thing. You may want to be one of many because you have a table that you can sit amongst and shine together and cheer each other on and come to each other when times may get a little rough. And I think it's beautiful. And so when I have the affirmation, it is okay to be one of the greats, I'm just like, oh, that's just reminding you and reminding me it is okay to be one of the greats. We don't have to be number one all the time, okay? We don't have to do that. I know we've been conditioned to that for that though. And so I put also to reinforce that being one of the many greats is an honor. Again, saying this affirmative prayer so that you can feel that in your spirit, you can feel that in your body, you can open up yourself to being one of many rather than a feeling of competition of getting over on other people. We don't want that. I love being around other winners, again, or I love being around other powerful women, or I'm open to being around other powerful people. These three affirmations really are so that you feel open in your spirit and your heart and your mind to be around other powerful people. And it's not like, oh, they're my competition, they're gonna take something from me. No, it's okay to be around other powerful women and people, and you love being around winners. I think that's the most beautiful thing when we can come together in community rather than like feeling like somebody's gonna take something from us. And then the last one, my journey is my own, their journey is their own, is a reminder to yourself that you are not in competition with anybody. So your journey is your own, their journey is their own. There was another one that I read and go over, but like, I just wanted to keep a consistent reminder about that, about everybody having their own journey. Some people feel like, dang, they got that. That's their journey, boo. You'll know what happened, what they went through. They got it. Celebrate. They got it. Celebrate. Your journey is your own. Their journey is their own. It's just a reminder, again, to bring you down from the jealousy high. There was something, this affirmation. It feels so good to know that it's possible to attain that too. Thank you for being an example. Oh, I think this affirmation is so powerful because for me, again, when people are usually jealous, it's a feeling of lack, a feeling like somebody took something from you. And that's not the case. I talked about how I want you to get into a state of abundance versus lack. When you're feeling jealous, you're usually in a state of lack. And so how do we get back to that abundance? So this affirmation, this affirmative prayer, I think is beautiful. It feels so good to know that it's possible to attain that too. Thank you for being an example. Woo! Now we are in gratitude. We are thanking that person for being being an example, right? You keep scrolling, you see something, you're like, dang, they got that, right? You're feeling a little jealous. You move through the jealousy like I showed you in episode 107. And then you say this affirmation. Wow, it feels so good to know that it's possible to attain that too. Thank you for being an example. That feels so good because now you're cheering that person on. You're coming from resentment and bitterness. And now you're having a sense of gratitude because you're like, you're seeing that, wow, the universe is showing you that it's possible for you too. And I think that's a beautiful example of what's possible in your life. So in terms of jealousy, we talked about it. Jealousy helps you to acknowledge what you feel like you're missing, helps you to acknowledge what you feel like you want in your life, which is beautiful. And then you can come into a sense of gratitude rather than having to feel like jealousy is this horrible thing that you can't move through. You can move through it. You're okay. You're not in competition with anybody else. So I'm affirming that these affirmations help you, beautiful, selfish babe. Listen to them again. Write them down. And then make sure to rate 5 stars on the Selfish Babe Self-Talk podcast and share this episode with another selfish babe because I told you guys I want to be in the top 10, okay, the top 10 of the self-improvement section. So keep listening, keep sharing, keep rating, tag at Selfish Babes, at Selfish Talk Podcast, and at Olanike Osibowale on Instagram as you are listening. Screenshot the episode so I know you're listening and I can repost you. I love seeing that you guys are listening. It really makes my day. So I just want to say thank you so much. Finally, if you want to learn from me, if you want to be in a private group chat with me as you are going through your spiritual self-love journey, if you want me to help you with setting up your ancestor altar, with helping you with your cleansing baths, your manifestation baths, learning how to use your vagina in a more spiritual manner, then you want to join my 9-day intensive, which is my spiritual self-love course called Selfish as Fuck Academy. It is a 9-day program. And basically, I give you everything that I've ever done to get to where I am now when it comes to self-love and self-worth and confidence and value in myself. And I know that there are some ladies listening that are probably feeling really low, feeling unconfident, feeling like they want a change in their life. And for me, this is why spiritual self-love is so important. Again, it's not about just taking a bubble bath and getting your toes done. It's about getting to the nitty-gritty. And so if you want me to help you or be a part of support in you in your own self-love journey, take and sign up for my Selfish Fuck Academy. You can go to selfishafacademy.com or click the link in the description above or below, depends on what platform, and join. I would love to have you. I'd love to support you. And I just want to say thank you so much for my selfish babes for listening. I love you. Bye.